It's Ben and Kelly. We got this DM from our listener, Amy.
She says, hey, Ben. Hey, Kelly. I need your advice. I'm feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I just got an invite to this massive wedding, like 300 people.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was excited, but then through the grapevine, aka my nosy but wonderful friends, I found out I was only invited because someone from the A-list couldn't make it.
Oh.
So basically I'm the wedding equivalent of a backup quarterback.
Oh.
So now I get it. Weddings are expensive. Seating's a nightmare. And guest lists are political warfare. But seriously? If you're already inviting 300 people, why wasn't I in the first round?
Mm.
Why? What, did they have a priority ranking system? Like VIPs get gold tier invites, casual acquaintances get the bronze package, and then there's me standing outside like, coach, put me in! So now I don't know what to do. Do I suck it up and go, knowing full well I was someone's second choice?
Mm.
Or do I reclaim my dignity and RSVP no out of spite?
Oh.
I mean, the petty part of me wants to skip it entirely. But the part of me that loves free cake and open bars is struggling.
That's real. That is a real statement.
Ben, Kelly, help a girl out. Do I put on a cute dress and pretend like I don't know I was the understudy? Or do I sit this one out, let them know I'm too exclusive for their B-list games?
Wow.
Yeah.
Amy, first of all.
Way of writing that.
First of all, I was going to say, I love the way you wrote that.
Yes. Yep, that was great.
You sound like a fun person who would actually make any sort of wedding reception a delight to be around. So I think you should go.
Uh-huh. I think so, too. I think, you know what? Whatever. Eat the free cake. Do the dancing. Drink the drinks for free.
I do understand, though, that little bit of pain, especially if you are obviously friends with the bride and groom. You know them.
Right.
Because you're getting the invite.
And it feels a, it's a boost
it feels,
to the ego.
Yeah, it feels a little bit of a slight that
initially
you
initially included.
But Amy, you know, here's the thing. How do you know that that was the actual case? You know?
Well, yeah. And why are your friends telling you that?
Because.
That's mean.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure they love gossip just as much as the next person.
But they were probably like, oh, you're going? I thought you weren't invited.
Oh, no. Remember, Shelly couldn't go. Oh yeah, that's
yay,
right.
You
Shelly.
Got in. Good for you, yeah. Amy. Yay. We're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, Amy, I think you swallow your pride and you just go. You put on that cute dress, like you said. And you get yourself some free cake in an open bar and have fun.
And you get yourself in front of that chocolate fountain and you get yourself in the wedding video. That's what you do.
Yes!
That's what you do.
That's what you do!
You start a conga line, you be the life of the party. It's going to be great.
We're talking about your wedding reception now, aren't we?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right.
A little bit. There's people that ended up my wedding video. They're like, oh!
You're like, I don't know who you are. Yeah. I don't know you. All right, but yes, Amy, get him a little gift card to, you know, something as a gift, and just suck it up and go have fun. So that would be my thing.
Yes, you know what? Take the high road and the free drinks and the free cake.
Yeah,
and get in the video.
Yeah, Heather texts in and says, wouldn't be offended by it. Look, it stinks. But like she said, weddings are expensive. Having planned a wedding for a lot of guests on a tight budget, making choices was hard.
Yes.
And I doubt it was nothing to do with her. So go have fun and enjoy it.
That is true. Because when you think about it, I mean, like your parents kind of had people that they wanted you to invite. There's like, you know, certain fringe family members. You're like, I should probably. There are people that you're inviting thinking they're not coming anyway. So.
Oh, definitely. There was the conversation of, well, if you invite this person, you're going to need to invite this person.
Exactly. Because again, you don't want
politics.
To hurt feelings. Exactly. Yeah. It is difficult. It is difficult.
All right. Well, Amy, hopefully that helps. Go have fun. Report back. Tell us how crazy it got, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Diving into the DMs there on 99.7 DJX.